listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy, happy Tuesday, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. Actually, today feels more like a Monday instead of a Tuesday. So glad you all could join in today. You know, we got some things to talk about. Just wanted to give you a little recap from last week. There was a gentleman that came on and an event that happened, each slash adult son of an event that took place, you know, and he basically blames himself for certain things taking place because he feels like he was the culprit behind turning his child's mother into a woman who would accept a toxic situation. So currently, the child's mother is living in a toxic situation, and she's pretty much adapted to that lifestyle of this is who I am, you know, and all toxic situations, they actually challenge her. You know, she has a teenage slash adult son living at home. He calls for a marijuana drop off. You know, these kids today, they're going to do whatever they want to do. There's no stopping them. And basically, the boyfriend thinks that the drop-off guy is, you know, someone for her and not for the son. And in the midst of it all, they get into a shootout on her front lawn. And lo and behold, the mother doesn't say, hey, you can't come back here. You know, you've been evicted. Your meter is up. You know, don't come back. She lets the guy back in the house and she adapts to this toxic lifestyle of living, you know, like the shoot 'em up Wild Wild West type of thing. Even though this took place in the South, it's just a little bit too much to absorb, especially when there's gun violence involved. You know, it's a very sad thing for people to want to do. And why waste your life away, especially to the guy who's, you know, thinking that she has eyes for another guy? You know, why sit there and have, you know, these ill feelings towards someone knowing that they really like you but don't like you and they're in a relationship and they're really not in a relationship? Because for someone to pull out a gun and want to have a shootout, you know, on your front lawn with the delivery guy, that's kind of spooky, guys, you know? And for a woman to accept that type of behavior and to condone it and know that you have your teenage slash adult son witnessing this behavior and you have the ex, you know, child's father saying, hey, listen, I created this monster. So now she's just living with her own demons that I created. So it falls into place with toxic relationships and accepting them. You know, there was the Talley family that reached out to me about someone who was in the Navy, a gentleman by the name of Tyler Jenkins, which, you know, this is all public information, so I can share the names with you. But a family member reached out in regards to Timothy Paul Talley actually being murdered by a Navy sailor, Tyler Jenkins. He actually went into a jealous rage. He was out at sea. He comes back and he starts, you know, accusing his wife of cheating on him. And he has factual proof that this is what's going on while he's out to sea 60 to 90 days at a time. And sometimes on a yearly basis, he's out to sea. And he confronts this lover of his wife. And he assassinates him. And we're not talking like a guy in his 50s. We're talking about this sailor is 28 years old and Timothy Paul is 22 years old. This just happened, guys, in the month of March of this year. And the family is a bit devastated because, long story short, the wife of the Navy sailor, she actually had been telling little white lies to, you know, the lover, and he actually went for it. And this is the end result for him. You know, a guy that had his whole life in front of him could have probably found any woman he wanted to. That's why, guys, sometimes it's good if you meet a woman and she tells you, hey, listen, I'm single. You got to really do some homework to find out if she's really single, because she could be in the heat of the moment single, meaning this guy just pissed me off. He got on my last nerves and I'm officially single as of today. And then tomorrow we're back together again. And meanwhile, you've encountered somebody's girlfriend, someone's wife. It could be somebody's mother for all you know, and you could have these disgruntled kids today that don't want anyone dating their mother either, because their dad said, listen, you're the man of the house and you make sure that no other man comes in this house. And that kid will follow the father's orders. And every guy that comes around, it may be a potential toxic, maybe even deadly situation that they're encountering. So you can't always take a woman's word for it, because it's in the heat of the moment mad. You know, she's single. She hasn't been with a man in 10 years. That's what the story will normally be. And then before you know it, your whole life is turned upside down because you've encountered an altercation with a guy, one, that you don't even know existed. Two, you never knew that her other half in the household. Because there's a thing with guys. Sometimes guys come and go. So you really don't know if it's a permanent fixture type of thing or if it's an on and off relationship where the guy will say, that's my girl. She's your girl when it's convenient for you, when you figure that there's someone else putting their hand in the cookie jar. Now you want to make it a point that this is my lady. I live here. We have X amount of assets together. She's mine. And those type of toxic situations are a bit crazy because people start making claim on land that's not theirs. This is like a land type of deal. You know, like the land belongs to you. It's the law of the land. No, it's not that way, guys. And I'm never going to be biased and take sides, because it's some women that also play the come and go, the sleeping out overnight, and I'm really single, because it's in the heat of the moment when people are mad. This is the end result of I'm single, when in fact you're really not single. You're actually in a relationship and you've taken a break. And I never understood when people say I'm on a break. Like, are you on vacation? Because breaks don't count in relationships. It's either you're in or you're out. And I believe if people start setting ground rules for this I'm on a break relationship, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Dwayne Wade was on break and went out there and had a whole family going on. And here it is. Now he's back in love with Gabrielle Union and they're off living in the sunset. And now you got the baby mother that's just collecting child support. And how active is he a father in that child's life? You know, which could cause, and it could have caused, some toxic situations if he didn't grab a hold and say, hold it, I got to call the media because I got to make this publicly known that I screwed up and I was on a break. So this is what happened while I was on a break. You know, Gabrielle Union said, okay, you made it public. She knows I'm in the picture. She knows we're back together. But it's something about guys being honest. And ladies do this as well, too. You know, and I take it as with guys, they want to say that, you know, we're on a break or I'm single. Or they don't even mention about the breakup. You know, that part of their thinking gets, you know, clouded with something else where they come up with they're on a break. You know, it's a deadly game that people shouldn't play. And I'll tell you why. Just from my own personal experiences, you know, having friends, I have a male friend and he has a wife that I never knew about. You know, seeing him all the time at the family cookouts and, you know, we're out hanging out. And little did I know that all this time he had a wife. I didn't know he had a wife until my husband and I were together, and another couple of us, we all went away on vacation, and boom, all, you know, he's like, oh, meet my wife. And we're all looking at each other like, so when did you get married? And the wife says, we've been married for 7 years. Guys, I don't even know how many times you can count it, but he's living a quadrangle, you know, 8 times 8 life. That's what we'll call it, an 8 times 8 life. Because the amount of women that he has, you know, that some know of his wife and some believes he's single. Because the wife works at night. So he has time now to pretend I've been working all day. Meanwhile, guys, he sleeps all day. I'm working all day. And at night, I'm a free man. So he's out roaming the streets like, you know, those foxes and those hyenas in the woods. Because they come out at night, the raccoons, you know, they come out. And he's out there roaming for food. You know, this is the time they come out and they roam for food. So the food is the women because that's his bait. You know, and they're thinking all this time, he's a single guy. It was his wife on the phone. You know, guys, new technology. It's called FaceTime. So his FaceTime angled on me and not the guy he wanted it to angle on. And this lady, who looked nothing like his wife, actually started screaming and shouting and demanding to know where he was. I kid you not, he got out of there like it was a bank robbery taking place, and he was the robber, and he had to run. He had to get out of there because this lady obviously knew where he was at, but she didn't know who I was when he turned his phone, and she wanted to know, like, who is that? And she demanded answers. And the answers she demanded, he couldn't give her. It's like, you know, and he's a fairly dark-skinned man. He actually turned white like a ghost, you know? He totally felt him walking off in a running, you know, he was running, walking at the same time to get out of there because she knew exactly where he was. And she made a point to say, I am on my way. So whoever I was, she wanted to know, who was I? And why was he pointing his phone in my direction? So obviously, it goes to show you that honesty was not a part of this relationship. And guys, so easy for me to be entrapped into a situation of domestic violence, not knowing that I could have been not just the perpetrator, but I was going to be a victim of his circumstance because he's running around saying, I'm here and I'm with this guy. And unfortunately for him, the phone prompted on me. So now she knows what I look like. And now she's going to show up and she's going to show out. And who knows what could have happened? You know, people lose their lives today over nonsense. You know, it's a very sad thing because people can do other things that are more progressive in their lives besides resulting to violence, like dial 911, for instance. Let them go before the court of law because, I mean, it's no direct threat to you where you have to feel like this person is going to kill me unless you have a psychological issue and in your mind you have people talking to you and saying these people are after me and they're going to kill me. Now, in those type of situations, people usually do, you know, hear voices and they make up things. They make themselves believe that, you know, these people are coming after me. Then they feel like they have to call you and harass you. You know, it's just redundant for people to have that type of behavior. But a lot of these people that have these psycho mental issues are claiming to be professional people. And that's the most scary part about it. Because, you know, I watch social media and I have a lot of people that send me little clips of what people are supposed to be doing. And this is a professional. And they have questions that they ask me. You know, and some of the questions that come across is, you know, does this person seem like a professional to you? or do they seem like a professional actor? You know, because they want to know, are they about to get into a toxic relationship or friendship with this person? And they ask me for guidance, you know, and I'll look at the videos, I'll see the red flags, and I'll say, you know, you better run. You better take your shoes off, leave those socks behind, because you don't need anything tripping you up, and you better run. That are public pretenders, you will find yourself in a very bad situation, because you can meet people today and you think you know them and you really don't know that person. You know, you're meeting the representative. A lot of guys always say, you know, I met a girl, the relationship didn't work out. It's because you're meeting the person that they want to be. You're not meeting who they really are, you know, until you go to their house, you start staying over, and then you realize, I really don't like this person. You know, I really want out. And in some of these situations, people don't want the other person to leave. They would rather cause misery in your life, you know, and it will turn into a very bad domestic situation. And then find yourself for females with the guys. It happens with the guys also with the females, because you got some women that are really, really bossy and aggressive, and they will, you know, it'll be something like the movie Misery. Before you know it, you're handcuffed to a bed, you're tied down, your feet are broken, and there's no way for you to get away. Like, you're stuck. So guys, you know, you need to be less emotional in situations, and women, so do you, because when you put yourself in an emotional relationship, your mind starts to play tricks on you. And guys, I'll tell you this, because I had a lot of people that I've been speaking to recently, you know, their minds play tricks on them. You know, I don't know if it's through drug usage or, you know, a bad childhood growing up, but their minds, they drift to other places, which is not healthy. And obviously the person doesn't believe that they need real help, because they've been living this life for so long that this life is normal to them. So they don't know that this behavior is a very bad pattern that they've created for themselves, that now in their 40s and their 50s and even in their 60s and going into their 70s, maybe that leads into dementia, where they forget that other person and they think that they're really someone else mentally. It's because they've lived that life of being this horrible person all of their lives, when they really should be seeking change within themselves, you know, and causing these toxic situations at home, because it's due to mental health. You know, some people don't believe in taking medication, and I get it. Thumbs up to you. The ones that do this medication with taking those medications, you know, it will lead you into hallucinating if you want to come off of it, because now you've had this medication that has been absorbed in your system to make you believe otherwise. This medication actually keeps you very calm. And I know so much about this medication is because I have a daughter in medical school. I have friends that are doctors that explain mental health to me. You know, shout out to my oldest daughter in medical school. She is studying neurology. She wants to be a neurologist. She's studying the brain. And through the conversations that I've had with her about neurology and how the brain actually ticks, it's really incredible, because it actually, from what she told me, it actually takes you back to being a five-year-old, you know, and you'll go back to that five-year-old memory of what happened to you, and you'll start reliving your five-year-old life all over again. So some people who want to think that they are, you know, of an adult age, they really mentally and physically can't get there, you know, and it's due to those medications, because they take them back, they calm them down. And a lot of people don't know the damage that this medication does to the brain. You know, it absorbs. And trust me, guys, when I actually did my own research behind what my daughter and my friends explained to me about neurology and the brain and how it works. It was very interesting to know how your brain can actually slow down. You know, it's like when you have a head injury, your brain doesn't function the same anymore. You know, it slows down. Sometimes with neurology, you know, the brain slows down where it affects your walking, it affects your speech, it affects your thinking. Everything slows down at that point of you taking medication. And if you have to take medication because you're in a toxic situation, these are the things that will happen to you later on in life. Because you may be fine now in your 20s and you're popping these pills, you're doing street drugs, you're doing a little bit of everything, you're drinking. But as you get older, this becomes a wear and tear on your body. And you won't know how to cope with regular life, much less relationships. So that's why I say for the guys and the ladies, you have to really do some homework on people to find out who you're getting involved with before you get involved with them. Because if not, what will happen? You'll get into this toxic situation and you're saying, what happened to the person I met? Like, where did he or she go? You know, I don't even know you anymore. When in fact, you didn't really know the person at all. You just knew what you saw and you knew what they told you. But you never did your own homework to say, let me look into this person's past life. And maybe you would have seen the psychotic behavior of the past life. And that would have made you say, I can't even be in a real relationship with this person because I can't even help this person reproduce. And when I say reproduce, I mean, you can't even get involved to having children with this person because you don't want that psychological damage done to the seed that you're going to be a limb. And then one day it's going to be a tree. And that tree is going to grow so far out of control. You're going to need a recon. You're going to need a bobcat. You're going to need a forestry cutter. You're going to need a mulcher. You're going to need a wood chipper. You're going to need every tool possible to cut them back down so you can bring them back to being normal. And by that time, there's nothing left. Once you cut that down, it's nothing left. But if you can get one step or maybe two steps ahead of the game to see that the person is already dysfunctional and has dysfunctional behavior, and they're doing things out of the ordinary, maybe you can take a step back. Because sometimes in relationships, people look at just the exterior or the intimacy, and you think the person is mentally sane when in fact they're not. They don't need to reproduce. Those seeds are going to be nothing but bad seeds. You know, it's one thing that I learned, my mother taught me when I was younger, and I didn't clearly understand it, but I understand it now. You know, she said, be careful who you have children with, because that DNA is something that you will never be able to withdraw out of their blood vein. And I really understand that, because when you look at the DNA traits of your other half that you choose to conceive kids with, you start seeing, wow, they got their ears, they got their nose. Hey, wait a minute, they have their personality. Wait a minute, they're a go-getter, they're a hard worker. You look for the good DNA traits, ladies and gentlemen, and then you make a decision if you're going to reproduce at that point. But if you're dealing with someone that's lazy, sleeps all day, popping pills, doing drugs, drinking all day, what kind of DNA trait do you think you're creating for the next person to get involved with? You know, and then you have some DNA traits that the mother doesn't do any of those things, and the father does some of those things, or the father may do one or two of those things, and the mother may do just one of those things. You gotta go back into history. You know, it's like research. You have to research a person before you get involved, because if not, you don't know whether or not if you're entering into a toxic situation, which could potentially damage you, damage your children. And then you have a cycle repeating itself of damaged goods. And usually, you know, if you go to Home Depot and you buy some damaged sheetrock, you're getting it at below cost. Damaged products have no worth to it. So you got to realize the worth of yourself, the worth of the product, and you have to do the math and see how it's feasible and see how it adds up. If the numbers are in the black, you're good. If the numbers are red, that means run. Stay away, because you're entering into a toxic situation. You know, a lot of guys that I talk to say, you know, I meet a lot of women, I like them, but they have daddy issues. Okay, so what causes daddy issues? I'm a little naive when people say that, because for myself, I didn't get to meet my dad until I was 20 years old. And that's because he's in a foreign country. And thank goodness for my mother, she made her way to America to gain citizenship. But I didn't get to meet my dad until he was 20, until I was 20 years old. So when a guy says to me, you know, this woman has daddy issues, I find that hard to accept, because if you have daddy issues, you have issues within yourself. It has nothing to do with your dad or your mom. It has to do with growing up, you know. And my dad and I have the most beautifulest relationship that any person on this earth would die to have with their father, as being a girl, a female, you know. And to have my dad always say that I'm the light of his life, you know, I'm fun, I'm humorous, I like to have a good time. He sees the DNA traits of himself in me. He sees my mother's DNA traits in me. You know, he says, you're always firm as a young girl in the Dominican Republic. You know, he remembers that. And my stepmother asked my dad, because my dad has 10, I'm a 10th child. My dad has 9 other children. And my stepmother said to him one day, well, where did you meet all these women at? Because these other children you have, they're like just bad seeds. And unfortunately, sometimes it's like that. That's the DNA trait of who you decide to reproduce with. And, you know, my dad said, yeah, I met a lot of these women in the club, you know, and he got excited while my husband and I went to visit him. It's like, I met these women in the club. Yeah, you know, these kids, I had them buy these women in the club. And this is the end result. This is why these kids are the way they are. And then he goes on to say, you know, don't forget the beach, because I met a lot of women on the beach. And then I said, wait a minute, Dad. You met my mom on the farm. So, you know, he gets excited and says, thumbs up to the farm. I met her mom on the farm. Exactly. Because, you know, I turned out to be a good seed. And I thank my mother for that. And I'm really glad and gracious that she chose my dad, because he's also a hard worker. You know, he's 71 years old and he's still running around working and making furniture and riding his scooter every day. I mean, he's enjoying his life, you know, and thank goodness that I got that DNA trait, that I came from a good seed. Guys, when we come back, I have to talk to you about another gentleman out of Plymouth, which is Plymouth, Pennsylvania, Luzerne County. Let's take a short commercial break and I'll be right back.
Look forward to seller is not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, G Buys Philly.
For a holistic vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit acurecmos.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, back to Plymouth, Luzerne County, Daniel Barrett. Well, I think it's Barrett. Daniel Barrett. He actually called 911 and said that he killed his wife. This is a family member that wanted me to talk about this today with you guys because they wanted to kind of the reasoning behind him killing her is another toxic situation that he believed she was cheating on him. And well, he kind of knew she was cheating on him because what he did was he put cameras in the house because he thought, you know, maybe she is, maybe she isn't. Let's take a look and see. And when he went to replay the cameras, he saw different guys at different times coming in and out of the house. And of course, it wasn't the milkman. You know, they don't deliver milk anymore. So you can't say that was the milkman. But she was actually committing adultery while her husband was at work. And he basically said he snapped out. And he doesn't remember what happened, but he does remember dialing 911 after he killed her. And one of the family members is actually on the phone here today, but we're not going to let that family member on just for the fact that we don't have that much time today to really get into some of the things they want to say and some of the issues at hand that they're having a problem with adjusting to, you know, and we would get them on another day so we can have a fresh start of a conversation and to hear their thoughts and share their thoughts about what they think happened. You know, there was a gentleman not too long ago, and this, you know, has to do with toxic relationships and how things could go really bad. He actually believed his girlfriend of 9 years was cheating on him, and he decided to put trackers on her car, you know. And guys, I don't know if I told you this story before, but if I did, I'm going to give you the backstory and a quick update. He put the trackers on her car. And the reason why he did it is because, which is illegal, by the way, and I gave him a forewarning that was illegal. You can't put trackers on anybody's car without their permission. That's rule number one. He put the tracker on and he got the alert on his cell phone tracking the car. The car was found by him at a hotel. Okay. And he actually went to the hotel and he saw her come out the front door and he basically, you know, confronted her. You know, and she tried to clean it up and say, wait, I was here alone. You can come back in with me. And then all of a sudden she changes her mind and said, oh, nope. I don't have to explain anything to you. I don't need to take you back into this room. Of course, we all know why she didn't go back in that room. And so does he. But, you know, it's a very sad situation because if you have to even go through the extent of putting a tracking device on someone's vehicle because you think that there's infidelity involved, you need to take a step back and say, I'm not even going through this. You know, it's the big hunt for some people. You know, they hunt you until they catch you. And then it's like, was it really worth it? Like, is it really worth it? Like, you're going to spend your life because you're going to get caught. You know, someone's going to see you. Something's going to happen. You're going to get caught unless, you know, the cowardly act of doing a drive-by or, you know, just intentionally setting that person up, you know, putting them in harm's way. The cowardly act, you know, if you're going to actually blow somebody's brains out, be a man or a woman about it. And you tell them and you wait until the police come and you tell them what you did. You know, that's the manly, womanly act. Don't cowardly do something. You know, if you're going to be about that life and you want to waste the rest of your life in jail, then do it. Be smart. Dial 911 because then you're going to be on the hunt and you're not only going to get a life sentence. And by the way, guys, laws are changing with how they're penalizing people with, you know, actually pulling that trigger. You can pull out a gun. Okay. They're going to be a little lenient on you, but it's you from. And I could honestly say throughout my career, I've never had to be in that position to be on that side of the fence where I had to go through any type of situations where I had to do bodily harm to someone that was either wanted or needed to turn themselves in. I've always treated people with respect. You know, there was a 15-year-old that I had to turn in last year, 2021, 15 years old. And I'm thinking to myself, this 15-year-old could have been my kid, you know? And I basically told him, I'm not going to put handcuffs on you. I took him into the district in Philadelphia because that's where I had to turn him into because that's where he committed the crime. And I told him, put your hands behind your back. I'm going to hold your hands. I'm going to, you know, not cover your face because minors, you know, he was a minor, so his face had to be covered. I put his hoodie on, got him a little scully, put his head down. I said, keep your head down, keep your hands behind your back. And I treated this kid like a human being, not someone that was an animal. You know, this is not how you treat people. But if you're caught at the time with a weapon, you got to look at it like this. First of all, what were you doing pointing a weapon at anybody in the first place? You know, you shouldn't be doing that. Licensed or unlicensed, you shouldn't be doing it. Be someone of character. Have some type of respect for yourself. You know, people are doing stupid things. We'll leave it on stupidity because you got these kids out here having babies. Your kid is going to grow up street gangsters. I mean, is that what you really want for the new generation, for your kid? You should want better for your kid than you had for yourself. And, you know, sometimes you want to blame other people for your actions. You need to look at the reproduction system of how you were conceived and go back to the roots and do some history and find out more about your mom. Find out more about your dad. And you make the ultimate decision of, why was I ever conceived with this type of behavior? Because there's no room on the planet for people that have shenanigans. You know, they're bad enough. They're doing what's called the purge right now with all these different medications. South Carolina just, you know, gave people for the firing of how you want to die. And now if you're committing the act of murder and you're caught in those Commonwealth states, the laws are changing and it's not in your favor. And by the way, we're surrounded by Commonwealth states. So guess what? You're going to have the option sooner or later to choose between that firing squad or the lynching. You know, they made lynching such a bad thing. That's such a no-no. It's a hate crime. But now they're bringing it back to give you a choice on how you want to now cancel yourself out. And people, believe me when I tell you, your actions are going to determine your consequence. It's no longer what you say that happened. They're going to go by your entire action from the day that you first started committing crime. And they're going to hold that against you, you know. And as for myself, if someone is committing an act of violence against me or my family members, and I always tell my family members, never resort to violence. Dial 911, put that person where they belong, because that's animalistic behavior. So if you want to act like an animal, there's cages out there for animals, and they will house you. They're building new jails every single day. So for a person that wants to act out, you know, before you start acting out against everyone else and blaming everyone else for your life being screwed up, go back down, not memory lane, but history lane, and look at the DNA character of how you was conceived. And then you will know why you have the DNA traits that you have to act the way you act. And behave like kill for food. You know, this is America, people. You know, I could see if you were in the Dominican Republic and you had to go out hunting, you know, to kill for food and kill your neighbor because there's nothing to eat. It happens in the country part on the island, you know. But this is America where you can get food. You can eat. You can get a job. You can take care of your family. You know, you don't have to sell your kids. You don't have to do that in America. So for you to have behaviors of a person that's from a third world country, and we call those people village people, because those people are in the village and they don't live in houses. You know, it's bad enough that I took my husband to the Dominican Republic to let him see how I grew up as a kid. You know, no toilet, no shower. You had to go fetch your own water. You know, you had to use the bathroom in the ocean. You know, we didn't have toilet paper. That's a luxury. That's for the rich people where I come from. So Americans don't have that struggle. So to have the type of behavior that you display, it's very poor. And it makes me think sometimes I'm living in a third world country, because I see the behavior of the Americans that are here. No class, no generosity, no kindness. You know, this is like behavior of someone that lives down in the village, you know? And it's a very sad thing, because the reproduction system, it's like they keep reproducing. And if anybody's watched The Purge, I mean, I'm far from being racist against any nationality, but if you watch The Purge, they're out on a mission and they're out to cleanse America from, see it for yourself. Because I don't want to be the one to tell you, but you know, you will see that they're cleansing America and they're trying to make it free from debris, if you get where I'm coming from. So they don't want any bad seeds in America anymore. And people don't realize it, you know, that Will Smith movie, I think it's Independence Day, if I'm not mistaken. And everything that was displayed there, for some reason, when the pandemic broke out, that movie was removed from Netflix and Hulu and all these other networks for some strange reason, because there was a vaccine that was, you know, at the end of the movie that everybody was, you know, it was in that lab inside the house in the basement. So, you know, these movies had around to see how the book was written. And I had a young lady say to me, only if I knew how my life was written, I would make better choices. You know, and it's something to see that someone would pay close attention to how their life is even going. And if there was a book for better guidance, you know, and you can't even blame it on missing parents nowadays, because some of these children, they take 100% DNA of the other side. And they become terrorists in their own skin. So, you know, it's not about, oh, my dad was never a part of my life, so this is why I'm the way I am. That's a poor excuse for a human being. Or you had a mother who was a drug addict, and you say, this is why my life is the way it is, because my mother was a drug addict. No, you chose that life because you had better choices to make. You know, it was in your DNA for you to be this way, but you could have made adjustments. You don't have to change because there is no changing the DNA. The DNA is what it is. So you have to make adjustments when you see the pattern falling into place behind itself. You have to say, I don't want to be that person. I want to be a better version of me because I was already created this way and there's no changing me. You know, child abusers, there's no change in child abusers. They can't make adjustments. The only adjustment they can make is who they intend on assaulting next. You know, if a mother doesn't care about her kids, guess what? There's no changing that DNA. Something happened to that mother for her to be the way she is. You know, because child neglect is a real problem in America today. You know, and these kids are suffering because of the neglect. You know, instead of saying, guess what? I'm a mother. I can't take care of my children. Let me pass the child on to my, you know, child's father as long as he's stable. And let me give this kid a good upbringing because I know that I can't do it, you know. And my kids are some of the fortunate kids that were treated, you know, much better than how I grew up. I didn't get what I wanted. These kids, they got whatever they wanted. You know, so it's very hard to see parents not caring for a child and indulging in child abuse, whether it be starvation, whether it be abuse, whether it be, you know, putting them in a closet. You know, I've seen all kinds of things throughout my career. I had to go back to thinking about the mental capacity of that DNA trait of the trauma that maybe that person had experienced as a child, and that DNA trait is in them and you can't take it out of them. You know, they have been abused for so long that they think abuse is the way to go. So everything and everybody around them has to be abused because this is normal to them, you know, and that all has to do with the medication that they're on, you know, and the medication makes them believe this is normal behavior. And unfortunately, there's not that much money in America being spent on mental illness. You know, it's more like going into administrative costs and, you know, these third party umbrella system costs that these children never get to see a dollar of today. And it's a very sad situation because there's millions and trillions of dollars that goes out in these budgets and the American child will never, ever get 3 cents off of a dollar for any program that they were truly entitled to in America. Guys, I tell you, we got so much to talk about. I can't wait until I talk to you guys again next week. We got over 12 million listeners on tonight, East Coast to the West Coast. I love you guys coming on every Tuesday. I love the support. Tommy Torres signing off. Same bat time, same bat channel. See you guys next week, Tuesday. I love you all. Have a good night. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.